Madame Markova was beside herself as she looked at her. They had all heard of the raging influenza running unchecked through Moscow, but thus far there had been no sign of it in St. Petersburg. "You shouldn't have done this," Madame Markova scolded her gently, fearing the worst for her. But at first, Danina seemed almost not to hear her. "I had to. I had to." Missing a moment, a single exercise or class or rehearsal was more than Danina could bear. "I must get up. I must," she said, and then began to babble. One of the young men who had danced with her for a decade lifted her easily and, at Madame Markova's direction, carried her to her bed upstairs. She had finally left the large dormitory the year before and was now sleeping in a room with only 6 beds in it. It was as spartan and spare and icy cold as the dormitory where she had lived for 11 years, but it was a little bit more private, and now the other dancers came rapidly to hover in the doorway and watch her. News of her collapse had already spread everywhere, in all the halls of the ballet. "Is she all right? What happened? She is so pale, madame. What will happen? We must call a doctor."